Psalms, I believe, 122 and 1 says, I'm glad when they say it's time to go to the house of the Lord. Yeah. Testimonies is good, folks.
Yes, it is.
Food for our soul.
Yeah.
Wayne, your words may be few and goes for all of us.
Yes.
Our words may be few, but if God has purposed it in you to do something, do it. It is food for our soul.
Yes.
It is good for every one of us, see. If we hold on to it, then it's not good for us, and it won't bless the church. Amen?
Right.
We're here to worship God.
Amen.
We're here to worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's the only way to worship Him. I don't know what we'll do with this, but God just laid a thought on her heart. And I'm going to read some scripture in the book of Acts, chapter 26. Paul recounting his conversion. Paul going over where he came from, what had happened to him, and the experience that he had on the road to Damascus. But now he was standing before the judge. Now he was standing before the king, King Agrippa. And now he was relating. See, God didn't call Paul to do just some things, but he said, I want you to go into all the world. I want you to stand before the kings. I want you to stand before the poor. I want you to go and do my will.
Amen.
Pray for us.
Amen. God bless our brother.
Like I said, I don't know if we'll do much preaching or not. That's all right, too. Let God's will be done. That's all I ask for. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in me, I am blessed. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in us, I am blessed. And I thank God for it. You might think my little bit that God has purposed me to do, it just doesn't mean anything. But folks, if God has purposed it in us to do something, then we ought to do it. Because that is what links us together. And we as a church tonight, folks, we need to be linked together. We are the chain that is pulling the load. And that for all mankind. Did you know that? We're the only hope they have. Not individually, but as God's church. That's why that's the only hope for all, is that the church might be in good standing with God and preaching the gospel, and that in spirit and in truth, and that the Spirit of God might have liberty and work in the hearts and minds of those that we stand before. And tonight, folks, I really want to be a witness for my Lord. That's the only thing that matters to me, is to be there. And I thank God tonight for what He gives me and the blessings that I have in this life. It's so wonderful in that to be that way. But here Paul was was going over before King Agrippa what that he had gone through. And sometimes we wonder about what our life is and where it's going. But folks, I want you to pay attention tonight that God has got a reason for everything that He does, and it's a good reason if we can just understand it. But here, let me read just a few verses. I don't know, I get carried away in the spirit, and reading becomes very hard for me, it seems like. But I want to read just a few verses here in Acts chapter 26. Y'all know the beginning of it, how that Paul was standing before the king and all these things. And Paul confessed, starting at the 11th verse, and it said, I punish them off in every synagogue and compel them to blaspheme. Being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even in strange cities. Whereupon as I went to Damascus with authority commission, authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven above, the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. Amen. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, 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 why persecuteth me? Praise God tonight. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou? I don't want you to notice there was a question mark. Who art thou, Lord? Praise God tonight. And he said, I am Jesus. I am Jesus. Tears get so I can't. I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. But now here's the verse I wanted to get to right here. But he said, rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. And I want you to know this purpose. I have appeared unto you in this purpose to make thee a minister. Amen. And a witness. Both of these things which I have seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee. That's all I'm going to read. You just pray for us just a little while. We'll try our best. Not to keep you too long. But I was just thinking, God told Saul there, he said, I have appeared unto you for this purpose. Now, folks, every one of us, and I was just thinking this morning when Tiffany brought Kennedy over here, and we all just gathered around that little beautiful doll, and we are just so excited about it, and I just thought within myself, even that little one there that's so little and don't understand yet, but I want to sing you tonight, God has a purpose for everyone that's born into this world. I tell you what, tonight God has a purpose for each and every one of us. And we see here how that Saul was a persecutor and of the church and of God's people, and how that he stood and gave his voice and consent for them to be put to death. And yet God had a purpose for this man. It wasn't what he was doing. Yes, he was a chief, and that among the Pharisees. He had much knowledge. He had everything seemed like that could be thought of. And he thought he was doing a great work. He thought that the purpose that he was doing was what was meant for him to do. But aren't you glad sometimes what we think is not what God has purposed in our lives. But I want you to know that every one of us have a purpose. And now to accomplish that purpose and to let God have his will in our life, and that we might do what we were purposed here for. Boy, it takes some surrendering. It takes, first of all, the call of God that we could come to be one of his children, that we could be saved by his marvelous grace and be filled up with that great Holy Spirit. And Lord, when that comes, let me tell you, God has got a purpose for us.
Sometimes we mess it up. Sometimes we do things that we know that is not willing and not God's will. And we mess up the purpose that God has got for us. And it's not God, but it's us that destroy the purpose. And did you know when we do that, our life is cut to the point where joy and satisfaction and peace, and we can't fulfill the purpose that God has planted us for and given us. And it makes a very a bad situation in our heart and life. Did you know that? But we see here that old Saul, he said, I've done all these things, but God still had a purpose. And I said, little Kennedy, I don't know what her purpose is, but I believe that there is a book of life, and there is a Lamb's book of life. We all are in the book of life, everyone that's born into this life. But boy, when we go back to the purpose that God has purposed in us, and our name is written in the Lamb's book of life, then we have a responsibility to do what God wants us to do. Did you know that? We have got a responsibility to do what God wants us to do. Here Saul was. But he was on the road to Damascus. Oh, aren't you glad God has got a purpose for you? Aren't you glad we're not just living something, but God has got a purpose for each and every one of us? And boy, I tell you, even before we were saved, when God brought us into this world, I believe God knew exactly what he wanted us to do. I believe God knows exactly the direction I wanted to go. I believe God knows exactly that I'm going to present it to them and just let them have a free will choice to choose. The purpose of our life is very important to the choice that we make. Did you know that? Yes, it is. Because God knows it all. But we see old Saul here, and now he's got a Paul, and we see that how that he was on the road, and he said, and Jesus appeared to him. Amen. And Paul had a question for him. He said, who art thou, Lord? Are you the Lord that's speaking? Brother Wayne, I believe he knew with all of his heart that it wasn't man speaking, that it was God speaking. And boy, when God speaks, let me tell you something, the brightness of midday of the sun is very bright. But old Paul said, we'll praise God tonight, when the Lord appears, there is a brighter light than the noonday sun could ever shine. And he said it was so bright. Now he was testifying, and I guess you could say preaching at the King Agrippa and to all those standing around. He was letting them know that, folks, I was once with you, but the purpose of God, the purpose that God had for me, he has brought me out of that and set me in a different place, and now I'm going to give it to you, because God has got something greater for you.
Amen. Amen.
Here he was. Yeah. Apostle Paul. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, it's me. Jesus said, it's me. He said, it's hard to kick against the pricks. It's hard to go against when I call. Amen. Did you know? Here he was. And old Saul, I believe he surrendered. I believe he surrendered, don't you? He said, but rise and stand up on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. Praise God tonight. God has appeared unto every man, woman, boy, or girl for this purpose. And God lets you know what that purpose is. And he told Saul, He said, I've called you. I know where you come from. I know who your friends are. I know how you persecuted God's people. I know how that you have stood and given your voice and that they be killed. He said, I know all of that, but that's not what I have in store for you. I have something greater. I have a purpose for you. I want you to be changed. I want you to be a minister and not a man that's going to preach the gospel, that's going to relay the message, that's going to take it to all those that are out there in the same territory that you came out of. I will praise God tonight. That's me. I was in that territory out there of sin and shame and trouble and heartaches and everything that goes along with it. And Satan said, you're having a good time. Everything's all right. But God had a purpose. God has a purpose for every one of us. You might say, Did Saul have a chance to say, that's not me. That's not me, Lord. That's not what I want as the purpose of my life. I believe that we have that choice. I really do. I believe we have that choice to a certain point. I really do. I remember, and Saul apparently had. It was just such a great experience. I mean, you read it and you think about it, and you think of where he was and what he was doing and how that God struck him down, and how that God said, I've got a purpose for you, and this purpose is great. I can just imagine how King. I'm sure that old Saul thought, all of this for me? Why would you ask me? But praise God tonight. Let me say it like this. God is seeking those that are willing to worship and praise him. He is calling them and saying, come unto me, that I will give you rest. I will take your load upon me. I'll bear it for you. And what are you going to do with it? Purpose. We have a purpose, folks. There is no other purpose that God's people. You know, he's called every one of us, and you say, well, you know, he just hasn't given me my real purpose yet. I just don't understand what God wants me to do. You know, I believe, Brother Roger, a lot of Christian people are sitting there and saying, you know, I just don't know my purpose. I just don't see it. But let me say to you now, Saul had such a great experience. It was so great. Now, I tell you what, did God save me? My experience was not nothing like Brother Paul's. Amen. Boy, he had been in a bad situation, and God brought him out into a good one and said, go. Let me tell you something, the situation that God sent him into and the purpose he had for him, he didn't say, I'm going to make everything easy. I'm going to make it a bed of roses. I'm going to give you everything you need. It wasn't that way at all. We've got a purpose, something in our heart and placing it there. Folks, he said, I'll be with you. But rest assured, when you purpose, I believe that we have a part to play. I believe that we have got to purpose within ourselves what we are going to do. When I purposed in my heart that I want to be saved, and I seek with all my heart, God, save me. And then when he saved me, I said, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I didn't know what I was saying. I didn't realize what I was saying. I didn't quite understand, but I meant it. I meant it from my heart, but I didn't realize what the obligation really might be. I was thinking just being a Christian and going along. But folks, God has a purpose for us. Let me tell you, when God calls, oh yes, it doesn't matter where you are and what you've done and where you've been and what kind of life you have lived. Let me tell you, up to the point soul. But from that day on, the purpose that God has in your life must be kept clean. It must be a clean house. It must be a clean living. It must be decisions made that is very much in the purpose that God has called us to do. And when we can do that, we will be blessed.
Amen.
We will be blessed.
Amen.
Purpose. I can imagine just a little bit of what Saul thought when he said, my purpose is for you to be a minister and face those that you have been friends with. Face those that you have stood with. Face those that you have done all these bad things. And that to God's people. Face those and tell them what your purpose is now. Praise God, I'm glad that when I got saved, the purpose changed and it become new and whole and good. But to have this in your life, you must want it. You must purpose. Somewhere in your life, you must make a promise and a purpose that I am going to seek the Lord with my whole heart and get saved. And then I'm going to work for it. You have a purpose. God has a purpose for you. I recall in the Bible, an old fella by the name of Zacchaeus. Y'all know that story. Zacchaeus was, the Bible called him a rich man. That's what the Bible called him. And it said he was a tax collector. Yeah, he was a tax collector. And he gotten rich. The Bible said he was rich. Amen. Boy, no doubt he thought, I'm sailing pretty good. I tell you what, there's millionaires, billionaires, and trillionaires in this world that don't have no peace in their soul at all. Their purpose, they have never realized what their purpose really is. Did you know everyone that's born into this life is the purpose to serve God? That's what we're saved for. We're saved for a purpose, and that is to worship and to praise God and to lift Him up that others can see. Folks, this is the greatest thing there is in this world. This is the greatest thing there is to offer. Zacchaeus was a rich man, and no doubt he didn't have too much to think about religion or anything of that nature. But let me tell you something. One day the word came. One day, you remember when you were sitting in the darkness of sin, and you were sitting there, and you thought everything was going pretty smooth, and then one day the word came. Oh, you remember the word came, not by reading a book, but by the Spirit. Tall men of God preaching, doing the purpose that God had for him, and spreading the word and giving out the call, come and be saved.
Amen.
Before it's too late.
Yes.
Go to work. Is it important that we... Is it important that we serve the purpose that God has got for us?
Yeah.
Is that important?
Folks,
I believe it is.
Yes.
Here's Zacchaeus was. The Bible says he was a rich man. He was a tax collector. He thought he was doing okay. But he heard something in the air. And it said, Jesus is coming this way. If you're sitting here tonight and you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, let me tell you something. Jesus is coming this way. Amen. Jesus is coming this way. He may not walk the aisle in a human being person, but I guarantee you one thing, in the Spirit of God, he begins to walk through every aisle and begins to visit every heart and begins to speak. I tell you tonight, Jesus is coming this way. He's coming for a purpose, and he's coming to give you a purpose in life. He's coming by to give you the purpose that he has got in your life. And let me tell you something tonight. The purpose that God has for you is the greatest thing that you will ever have. It's the greatest thing you can ever receive. And it's the greatest blessing there is.
Amen.
The blessings of God and serving the purpose that God has for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He wants to save all.
Yeah.
He wants everyone to know their purpose in life. Yes, he does. Zacchaeus heard the good news. Zacchaeus heard that Jesus was coming back. Amen. How the Bible said he was a little fellow in stature. Now he must have been small. He couldn't get around the crowd. He couldn't get through the crowd. He couldn't see Jesus over the crowd. But he said, let me tell you, you must purpose in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. You must have a purpose too. You must purpose in your heart what you want and what you want to do and where you want to go and what you want to have in your life. You must purpose those things. Zacchaeus, no doubt in my mind, he purposed in his heart. He said, I know what I'll do. Let me tell you something tonight. You've got a purpose in your heart that I want to be saved. I want to know Jesus as my Savior. I'm going to put forth whatever I can toward receiving that. Zacchaeus said, I know what I will do. I will run ahead of the crowd. Let me tell you something. If you got to run to catch up with Jesus and the purpose of your life, run. Yes, because it'll be worth all that you do. Zacchaeus said, I'm going ahead. And he went ahead. You might think, I don't know if Zacchaeus had a thought or not that Jesus would know where he was. But one thing for sure, God had a purpose for that old tax collector and that old rich man. God had a purpose for him. And let me tell you something, God has a purpose for you, and God knows where you are. God knows your heart. God knows everything about you. Don't mess up. Don't mess up. He ran ahead. Bible said he climbed up a sycamore tree. Yeah. Old sycamore tree. He was sitting up there, no doubt, in a big crowd coming. You may be sitting here tonight and you think, this crowd's too big. I'm just not, I'm ashamed. I don't want to go before this crowd. I'm not going to humble down. I'm not going to go to that altar. I'm not going to pray. Zacchaeus went up there. He said, I guess he kind of thought that I'm hid from the Lord. I'm hid from the Lord. Did you ever try to hide from the Lord? When the Lord was dealing with my heart in conviction, brother, I would try to hide from the Lord. Oh, yes, I did. I would get up and leave the church house and walk up and down the street, trying to walk it off, trying to get away from it. And yes, let me say it like this. You can get away from it. It's your choice. But I say one thing. Boy, I'm glad that God didn't let me get away. But he come again. He come again. Amen. He may not come again. But one thing for sure, he's coming your way. Tonight, God is calling. God is wanting to save. God has got a purpose for you. God wants you to realize what that purpose is. And he wants you to come and ask him to save you and give you that goodness and that purpose for you. Zacchaeus ran ahead. Don't go to sleep on me. I'll quit here in a few minutes. Please. Pray for me.
Yes.
Zacchaeus ran ahead. And he climbed up the tree. He was saying a prayer. God, Jesus won't save me, but I'll save him. That's what he was saying. Jesus won't save me, but I'll save him. Let me tell you, Jesus is walking by you today. You can see Jesus. You can feel the call.
sing? He don't see them. He sees you. He knows where you are. He knows who you are. He knows how much he loves you. He knows exactly what purpose he has for your life. He knows exactly where he's going to lead you and take you and bless you and give you everything that you need. I said need now, not what you want, what you need. He didn't say that I won't have it. There won't be trouble times. Zacchaeus ran ahead and praise the Lord tonight. When Jesus comes by, folks, I fully believe he knows where you are. There's no doubt about it. He wouldn't come by if he didn't know where you was. But he came by, and the Bible said how when he got there, he looked up. Amen. He looked up. Guess what? He saw that little purpose heart. That little guy that said, I have purposely in my heart to see Jesus. I have purposely in my heart. I'm going to see him one way or the other. I'm going to get in contact with him. That's what you got to do to be saved. You got a purpose in your heart. I want what God has got. I want him to come by my place. I want him to look up. I want him to have mercy. But you've got a purpose. He knew the purpose that was in Zacchaeus' heart. He knew why Zacchaeus ran ahead. He knew what he went there for. He knew why he climbed the tree. He knew why he was standing up there looking down, waiting for him to come out. See, God knows you tonight. God knows where you are. God knows that you're up the tree. God knows you're up there. He's looking up, and he's saying, come down. Come down this very moment. Come down this very moment, and I'm going to take you into my house. I'm going to give you all. Praise God, he said, Zacchaeus, come down. And the Bible said he made haste and came down and purpose in your heart that you want to be saved. When you purpose in your heart that God is calling. When you purpose in your heart that I'm going to run ahead, I'm going to see Jesus. I am going to see Jesus. Then when he comes by, he says, come. He says, come down. Make haste. Don't let Satan talk you out of it. Don't let nothing talk you out of it. Don't let nothing keep you from coming down. I believe old Zacchaeus, the sycamore tree, I believe that it had scaly bark on it. I believe old Zacchaeus tore the bark off. I believe he wanted to get saved, don't you? I believe he wanted to live that purpose that God had for him. And boy, let me tell you something. I have lived the purpose that God has got for me. And let me say to you tonight, the purpose that God has for you will never lead you in the wrong direction.
Amen.
We do that. See, God has a purpose for us. If we fail to accept and acknowledge that purpose, did you know we can die and go to hell? If we fail to accept, if we fail to run ahead and say, Jesus, I want to be saved. Did you know you can die and go to hell?
Yeah.
People don't want to hear about that one.
No.
But it's as real as hell. Hell is just as real as hell. And folks, if you die without Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's where you will live. No way out. If you accept Jesus, and you know what God's purpose in your life, I believe every child of God should know what God has purposed in your life. Don't you? I believe God knows, and I believe he lets us know. Brother Roger, I thought, man, I'll sing. I had a singing group. We sang. I taught Sunday school from the time I was saved almost. I worked in the church. I done all kinds of things. And I was just busy, busy, busy. And I thought, man, I'm doing great. I am happy. God is blessing. My spirit is good. His spirit is overwhelming me.
But then one day, like Saul on the road to Damascus, one day God came and let me know my purpose in his will.
Yeah.
My purpose. God said, I have a purpose for you.
I want you to preach the gospel. That's when it got real personal. That's when it got real hard. God said, I have a purpose for you.
Yes.
I want you to go and preach my gospel. I want you to let others know just what it is. Can you imagine Paul at the circumstances that he was in, and just a few days later he was trying to stand and preach to them and to the king and to everybody else,
yeah,
how great God was and how different God was than what they are experiencing. Let me tell you something, folks. If you haven't got Jesus in your life, you don't have no idea what God can do for you.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus come down. Jesus went home with him.
Yeah.
Many other things in the Bible. But most of all, it is to you tonight. He said, preacher, you're talking to me. I'm just doing what God gave me to do. God is speaking to you. God's got a purpose for you. God loves you. He wants you to come. He wants you to get saved. He's got to work for you.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of Christian people have messed the purpose of life up with God. We got to be careful.
Yes, we do.
We got to take care of what God gives us. We got to be very careful
in decisions we make.
And thank God, if we will listen. Aren't you glad God speaks this to you?
Yeah, amen.
God directs us, Brother Wayne. If we will listen, God has got a direction for us. You say, I've got to make them decisions. Let me tell you something. God will make decisions for you that's good.
Yes.
If we make the decisions, we will find ourselves in trouble.
Amen.
Yeah. And ruin what God has purposed for us in our life.
Can we get over that? Some cases we can, some we can't. Some will never enjoy the fullness of God.
We just can't do it.
No.
Once we mess up, it's too late. Don't mess up. Don't let God pass you by. Don't let the Spirit call and you say, oh, another time, another day. I'm not going today. But God said today is the day of salvation. Pardon your heart. Come while it is still day. For when night comes, you can't do nothing. Brother Roger preached on that just a few weeks ago or a few services ago. Come, all this day.
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
And accept Jesus.
Yes.
Give a song, Sharon.
Yes.
Give a song. That's enough. Probably 2 months. I hope you ain't bored with it. But, you know, we shouldn't get bored with God's word, and God's purpose, and God's spirit. We should be happy in that. There's just nothing in this world that I enjoy more than God.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
The devil throws everything at us to be
Amen.
Taught.
Amen.
Yeah. He says, if you'll do this, boy, you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Yes.
But if you'll come and accept Jesus as your Savior, if you'll come and accept Jesus as your Savior, while we stand and have a verse of song, if you will come, if God has spoken to you, and you feel that God has got a purpose in your life. Maybe you're here, you're saved, and you're a young Christian. Maybe God has dealt with your heart. And God says, I have a purpose for you. And this is the purpose. This is the purpose that I have for you. And you're battling with it, and you're struggling with it, and you're saying, not me, Lord. I just can't do that. That's not me. I'm just too backward. I can't do that. I can't go to God. I can't really bow down. I can't pray. I can't do that job that you called me for. Let me tell you something. You better find an altar.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the better, the sooner that you realize the purpose that God in your life for you, and you accept that as your purpose and God's purpose. in your life, the sooner you grab a hold of it and take a hold of it, let me tell you something, when we do what God wants us to do, Satan will have to flee, the devil will have to walk away, and you'll be able to hit the ground running with the purpose that God's got for you, preaching the gospel, working in whatever field that he's got purpose for you, and God will bless you.
Now I'm coming.
About home.
Yeah.
Home on the earthly side is a place where mom and dad's at. It's a place that we can go back to, home. It's a place where we can go and find rest. But we sing about a home that we've never been there.
Yeah.
But I can tell you for a fact tonight, my mother is there, and my father's there.
Yeah.
There will be peace, joy.
Yes.
Going home. God bless you. Brother Robert.
Bless you. Amen. Amen.
Appreciate the word tonight, don't you?
Amen.
I appreciate it. I don't have the testimony that Paul had. I don't have the testimony that Zacchaeus had. But we all got saved the same way. By believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ, asking him to come in and forgive us of our sin and make us part of his great kingdom today. And although we may have come with a different testimony, we all have the same end result. When we leave this world, we'll go to heaven for eternity. And while we're here, we have the Lord with us to walk beside us and to help us along life's journey. How many of you remember the night you got saved or the day?
Amen.
Amen. Wasn't that a glorious day? And it's still something that we still can't explain. I'm like the boy that was blind. I don't know how he did it. All I know is I was blind and now I see. All I know is I was lost, and now I'm saved by the grace of God. It's been a good place to be today. I appreciate the service, everything that has taken place in this day in the house of the Lord. And appreciate my brother tonight for bringing the word. And we want to lift him up. He's facing surgery very soon. And so we want to be praying for him, that God would just help him, guide him, the surgeon, through the surgery, and then give him the healing that he stands in need of today. Anybody got anything on your heart before we close? If not, if everyone would, we'll stand. We'll ask a blessing over the food that's downstairs, and we'll go down there and have a time of fellowship. Brother Jack, would you ask the blessing for us?